Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We do a little something we call What We're Into after Song of the Day. Give you a little preview. I got a show on Netflix you definitely want to check out if you're into hip-hop music. McKenzie, she might have a little makeup beauty possibly for you. And we got a lot more from Chops and Live too, so hang on out. Or if not, you can check it out later at joemckenzie.com on the podcast section. Song of the day. The category today, favorite workout song. I'm sorry, I'm totally messing that one up. I didn't change the information on my little piece of paper, and that's like the Bible to me. All right, songs that mention water.
Yes.
Totally the same, because when you sweat from working out, you produce a water-like substance. That's what we meant to
do. Yeah.
Dummy alert.
Nice correlation there.
Thank you. I try. Okay, songs that mention water. Let's kick it off with a man that sweats a lot, producer Porkchop. What's your song?
So yesterday in Indianapolis, it was a very gloomy morning. It was rainy. And this morning in Houston, it's kind of cloudy. There's a chance of thunderstorms later.
Are you talking gloomy on purpose right now?
Yeah.
You're like a walking rain cloud.
Right, yes.
You remind me of sadness from Inside Out.
Yes, that is the point. So I was thinking, what song can kind of tie this all together? Water, gloomy. Stan by Eminem. I always thought she said the tears gone cold. But she said tea's gone cold. Anyways, if you want to vote for me, text SONG, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. And then when prompted, vote for the letter D.
Live the web girl.
Well, if you don't want to get super depressed, don't follow Porkchop's song and follow my song. I picked a classic. When you think of water, you instantly think of this song. And it's so good. It's by TLC, and that's Waterfalls.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast.
And you can vote for me by texting the word song to 52140 and texting C.
All right, well, Liv's song kind of brought me out of a depression, but I'm still pretty sad. Let's be honest, this song might be a unanimous vote today and get 100% because you're going to like it so much. What does it have involving water? Well, how about the sea and the energy that it brings? You're going to sing along to it. Your kids are going to sing along to it. McKenzie, this is going to be a tough one to beat today. I went with from The Little Mermaid, how about Under the Sea?
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Come on.
Darling, it's better down where it's wetter.
Take it from me.
Hey. Up on the shore, they work all day.
Yep.
Out in the sun, they slave away. While they're devoting full time, floating under the sea.
You can vote that song. All you gotta do is text 52140. And
nice.
The word S-O-N-G. Let me try that again. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Option A is what you'll select when you're prompted, and you will hear my song, Under the Sea, by The Little Mermaid. Last but your song about water.
All right. Well, we're midway through this week. We got to power through, so this one is going to set the vibe for your day. I went with Rock the Boat by Aaliyah. If you want that one, which I hope you do, text the word song right now to 52140 and vote for B.
Now, when Aaliyah sang to Rock the Boat, is that kind of like the modern day Beyonce, like surfboard?
Yes.
Surfboard. Google that if you don't know what we're talking about. All right. Well, hey, let's recap what you can vote for right now. Porkchop went with Stan by Eminem. Liv went with Waterfalls by TLC. Myself, Joe, I went with Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid. And McKenzie went with Rock the Boat by Aaliyah. Grab your phone and make your one text vote count. Text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We will start the voting and then calculate the results and play that winning song after Maroon 5, Memories. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Song of the day. I'm hoping we get results sooner than the Iowa caucus. Don't have to wait another day to get these results in. Porkchop is looking at a screen, and I don't know if he's updating his profile or if he's confused. We also have Rosie, our computer, to help us. While the tabulation is happening, let's recap for you what songs you could have voted for today. Songs that mention water. We had Chops kicking it off with a little Eminem. He went with Stan. Okay, then we had a good song. Will it win, though? Waterfalls by TLC. That was Liv's choice.
Go, go chasing waterfalls.
Okay, we also had The Little Mermaid. That was my choice. Under the Sea is what I went with.
Darling, it's bitter down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
Oh, yes. Who doesn't want to hear that song?
See, I almost feel like you cheated a little bit.
Explain how you think I cheated, because obviously you're afraid I'm going to win today.
Because Disney's its own category on its own. And so I
that
feel like
is
you
a...
can't pick a Disney song for when it's not a Disney category. Maybe I'm just being a sore loser.
I mean,
I don't even have the results yet, and I forgot to vote.
Oh,
oh wow. I was going to say, desperation, not a good look. And you try foundation, not desperation.
That there's not a lot of love for Aaliyah. R.I.P. Rock the Boat. I love this song. Maybe there is. Maybe I'll be shocked.
Porkchop described a fire extinguisher, so I don't know if that means that the computer is running hot from all the votes that we received.
Coming in last place with 13% of the vote, Mackenzie.
I'm shocked by that.
I picked an Aaliyah song before and it lost,
okay,
too. No love for Aaliyah.
No, even after her death. Rest in peace.
Third place with 26% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
You're telling me that Disney...
I'm shocked. This is shocking me today.
You're telling me that Disney did not do like a straight runaway today? Wow.
Oh, no. We suck again.
Wow.
Right behind you. With 27% of the vote in second place, Live the Web Girl.
What?
With 35% of the vote, first place to producer Porkchop.
Stan?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, hey, I guess it's good to get all this sadness out of the way right now. So, guys, we're going to have like 3 or 4 minutes to be sulky and sad, okay?
Okay.
Beginning now.